41 states allow charter schools, but not Washington. Opponents in the legislature recently killed a bipartisan proposal to allow a limited number of underperforming schools to convert. But supporters of the idea haven't given up. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
For the legislature, it was high drama, a standoff in the Senate Education Committee. A coalition of 5 Republicans and 2 Democrats had the votes to advance the charter school bill, but longtime chairwoman Senator Rosemary McAuliffe, a Democrat, wouldn't allow a vote. She explained her opposition to charter schools on TVW's Inside Olympia program.
It's a failed idea. It would implode the Senate. We would have a big debate on this, where there was far more important things to talk about, such as the funding of education.
Sponsors counter that their proposal is limited to 10 charter schools a year and no more than 50 statewide. No for-profit charter operators allowed. In the House, the prime sponsor is Democrat Eric Pettigrew, an African-American. He's alarmed over the persistent achievement gap between white and non-white students.
People saying, let's keep doing what we've been doing all along. You know, don't try anything new. Sounds pretty ridiculous to me when kids today are failing.
Pettigrew's stance on charter schools has put him at odds with members of his own party. It also pits a business-backed coalition against the teachers' union. In the Washington House, the charter schools idea is dead, but backers in the Senate aren't giving up and may try to force a floor debate if they can muster the votes. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.